Hi, welcome to the free English podcast from EnglishBanana.com. Thanks for downloading this episode. My name is Matt Perlent, and today we're going to be looking at the conditionals family, or getting to know the conditionals family. I'm going to be introducing them to you a little bit later on. But first, don't forget you can subscribe to this podcast on Acast and iTunes. That means you'll always get the latest episode right direct to your inbox. And if you like the podcast, please tell a friend or colleague or teacher or another student about it. Maybe they would be able to benefit and enjoy it as well. And you can leave a review on iTunes if you're feeling really kind. And the materials for this podcast are available from our podcast page. So go to the EnglishBanana.com website, click on the podcast page, and there you will see this podcast and be able to download the materials. If they're not there straight away, they will be, so check back, but hopefully they'll be there when this podcast is released. So let's get to work here. What about the conditionals family? What is, or who is the conditionals family? This is a technique that I use to teach the four conditionals. Of course, we've got first, second, third, fourth. No, not fourth, zero. So first, second, third, and zero conditional. And this is a technique that I use with students. It's like really a mnemonic. It's something that helps you to remember something. So I talk about the conditionals as if each one is a member of the same family. This enables us to understand the different mood of each conditional. Each conditional has a sort of mood or specific feel or feeling, and it's connected with the time that each one presents. If you open the materials, which you can download for free, it should be on slideshare.com with English Banana account there, profile, and it's on our website EnglishBanana.com. It's 9 pages PDF pack of material, pack of documents. And there are 4 worksheets which you can photocopy and use in the class, or on your own at home, or with a friend, whatever. And there's also a blank, which you can use, a blank template, right at the end of the pack. So there's 4 pages, and then 4 pages of answers. There's answers for each worksheet, and there's a blank where you can write your sentences for each conditional. Let's look at the 4 conditionals quickly. I'm sure you know about them already, but if you don't, here's a reminder. First conditional is present simple and future simple. So if plus present simple in the first clause, and second clause is future simple. Don't forget that you can reverse the clauses. You could have it the other way round if you want to. So you could have future simple, I will do something, and then if plus present simple, if you do something, for example. First conditional, time is real future. It's real. It's likely. It's possible. Highly likely. And we're going to look at the family member who represents first conditional, and she's called Fern conditional. Do you see what I've done there? Do you see what I've done? How I've made her name, her first name, a little bit like the word first. So, Fern conditional is 42 years old. And she represents first conditional. She's the mother in the family. Second conditional is if plus past simple, then would plus infinitive in the second clause. And of course, you can reverse them again. You could reverse them, would plus infinitive, than if plus past simple. And the time in second conditional is unreal future. So it's future again, but it's not real, or not likely, or very highly unlikely, or not possible, impossible. And we're going to look at a lot of examples. And the family member representing this is Becker conditional. Becker. You see that's similar sounding to second. Becker. Becker conditional. If you can think of better names for the conditional family, please email me info@englishbanana.com or on the Twitter @englishbanana. So, Becker conditional, she's 18 years old, she's a student, daughter of Fern conditional, of course, and she represents this time, unreal future. Third conditional. Do you know about this? Third conditional. It's the one that we all forget, you know, we know first and second. But do we know third conditional? I'm not sure, but after this podcast, I hope you will know it. If plus past perfect, if I had done something, then second clause would plus have plus third form. I would have done something. Yeah, would have. Plus third form. Some people say would plus present perfect, but I think that's going to confuse the matter. Would plus have plus third form. And the time is unreal. Past. So third conditional is in the past. It's a past tense, if you like, or past form in English. I'm going to stick with form to describe the conditionals. But I put them together with all the tenses when I teach tenses, 16 different tenses in English. I put the four conditionals together with the other tenses, and we have a good old look at them. You can see that on the tenses revision page. I think it's in big grammar book. Two or intermediate, I can't remember. Two, I think. So the third conditional family member is Herb conditional. Herb. Herbert. It's short for Herbert. So Herb. It sounds a little bit like third, doesn't it? So it helps you remember. Fern, Becker and Herb conditional. And he's 48 years old. His father of Becker conditional, he's married to Fern, his husband of Fern conditional, the husband. And we're going to learn about his character. He's a little bit depressing. Herb conditional. You know, if you want to draw the pictures of all these conditional people, you can. I haven't included illustrations because I don't want to make it culturally relevant to just one particular culture. No, you could draw these people as you see them, as you imagine them. They might be English people, or they might be from a different culture, a different nationality. You can change the names if you want. It's just to give you that mnemonic, that reminder, and a way of remembering the three conditionals. You know, if you use conditionals in your sentences, you're going to show yourself to be a higher level student. Did you know that? If you use conditionals, if I'm reading somebody's work and they're using conditionals correctly, then I think, wow, that's pretty good. Pretty good. Herb conditional is third conditional. And the last one is zero conditional, and this is an easy one, simple, present simple in the first clause, present simple in the second. Time is general time. This could happen usually, always, sometimes, never, like present simple time. And the character from the family is Nero conditional. Nero. So it's an unusual name, but it sounds a lot like zero. In fact, it's minimal power, isn't it? Zero. Nero. I thought about Hero, maybe. The word name Hero. But it's not a popular name these days, although it was in Shakespeare. In Shakespeare's play, one of them. Forget which one. So it'll come to me in a minute. So, these are the four conditionals. Four conditional forms. And what I want to do is try to make this learning about this less abstract. You know, oh, first conditional, it's this, you have to have this first clause, second clause, and it's about real possibilities in the future. Let's look at it in terms of these characters. Fern conditional. Fern conditional is a mother. She's 42 years old. She's very efficient. Mother, I think she's an office manager. She works as an office manager as well. She's focused on the short-term, real future. She's looking at her family, thinking, what do they need to do today? What are they going to do today? Or at a push tomorrow. She's not thinking about next year. She's not thinking about booking a holiday in 10 years' time. She's not interested. She's focused on here and now and immediate and short-term real future. Bless her, she's very, very good. She's a very good mother and office manager, and she's focused on short-term real future. So you can see each person has five characteristics or attributes. Fern is practical, she's caring, nagging, organizing, and realistic. So she's five different things. And you can use first conditional for this kind of feeling, for this kind of statement. For example, she's practical. If you get home from work early, we'll go to the supermarket. You could use can, we can go. Or we'll go, we will go. It's not a very exciting sentence. She's not dreaming about the future like Becker conditional, second conditional. But she's thinking about the practicalities. Now, I don't want you to think that I'm going to be sexist in this podcast and talk about stereotypes, that all mothers are like this, that all teenage girls are like this, that all 10-year-old boys, like that's Nero conditional, are like that, or all middle-aged men are like Herb conditional. This is just for example. If you want to change the characters around, change the gender, change the name, you can do what you want. I chose a family because families are connected together, families are easy to envisage, to think about, to visualize. You could choose any group of people. You know, it could be four people in an office, it could be four friends, different with different characters, it could be four people in the football team or any sort of team or group of people. I chose a family just for example. If you want to change it, you can. Yes, it's stereotypical to some degree. But let's say Fern Conditional is the most practical member of this team. She's holding together the family. And when we come to Herb, you'll see what I mean there. So that's Fern. Becker Conditional. She's the daughter of Fern and Herb. She's focused on hypothetical or distant future. You know, teenagers have got their whole life ahead of them. They've got a lot of big decisions to make, which university to go to, or whether to go to university, which car to buy, which job to get, which career. They've got everything ahead of them, in front of them. And it's perfect for talking about second conditional. Usually we say two sentences with this. If I won the lottery, I would buy a big house, a gold house, for example, or gold car. Or if I were you, I would do this. But let's think about Becker conditional as more real than just these hypothetical things. For example, she's introspective. She's thinking about her weight, for example. If I lost 2 kilos by next month, I would look okay in that dress. So it can be next month or next week. Doesn't have to be a distant future. But it's trying out different ideas in your head, planning ideas, thinking, you know, different options, putting 2 options maybe side by side. If I did this, what would happen? If I did that, then what would happen? She's planning ahead. She's giving advice. You can see the examples there on the worksheet. I don't want to read it all out. And she's cautiously optimistic. So second conditional is quite a positive conditional form, but there is the if, and it's a hypothetical if in second conditional. So it's not quite as practical, realistic as Fern conditional. In fact, Becker's can also be unrealistic. She says, for example, in the first worksheet, I would be a complete mess if I met David Becker. It's not likely. We don't know the context of this sentence, but it's maybe not very likely. So, but it's just thinking, what if, what would happen if? So have a look at the worksheets. They've all got answers, so if you get stuck. Let's move along. Herb conditional. I always imagine him sitting in a bar, having a pint. He's a father and IT boss. Doesn't have to be this. You can choose the context of each one. But each conditional has different character. He's focused on a hypothetical past, so something that didn't happen in the past, and unhappy present. So his decisions in the past were maybe bad or wrong and didn't lead to, and as a result he's unhappy now. And I've put like this: he is depressed, regretful, nostalgic, and hopeless. He's depressed. If I'd worked harder at school, I might have had a better career. I would have had, maybe you could say. Or I might have had. It didn't happen. He didn't work harder at school. When I do this in the class, I always say, as an example, oh, if I'd worked harder at school, I wouldn't be teaching English here, for example. It's a big laugh. But there's an element of truth. An element of truth in it. He's regretful. If I hadn't done something, then something might have been better. Nostalgic, thinking about the past, you know, long way back in the past, is different from first conditional. You know, Fern conditional is focused on today and tomorrow. What are you going to have, you know, what are we cooking for tea tonight? Who's got a club? Who's going out? Who's driving? Who's doing this and that in the morning? But Herb conditional is thinking about the past. If I hadn't crashed my dad's car, I wouldn't have had to leave home at 18 and find a job. Wouldn't have had to. So quick, you know, we can say it quickly. I wouldn't have had to. Wouldn't have had to leave home at 18 and find a job. You know, he's miles away in the past. Maybe he's sitting with a friend chatting, sitting under an apple tree discussing life and the reasons for his failure at the moment. No, her third conditional can also be about today or now. He says, he said, if I had brought more cash, I could have had a takeaway on the way home. That's today, so it doesn't have to be far away in the past. There's also a positive side to Herb conditional. And that's relief. He feels relieved. And this is quite in one way it's positive. If I hadn't done this, then something positive wouldn't have happened, or might not have happened. If I hadn't ordered the cake last week, we wouldn't have had it, or got it, in time for Fern's birthday party. So that's relief, that's something good, you know. If I hadn't jumped out of the way, I wouldn't have been alive, I wouldn't have been saved from an accident or something like that. So that's sort of positive, but with a negative twist. Herb conditional, maybe the most complicated person. Of course, it's a stereotype, the dad, the middle-aged dad, who's a bit hopeless, you know, look at something like The Simpsons or Modern Family. It's a cliche and a stereotype. But if it helps you remember third conditional, if it helps you remember when to use it and you learn to use it and you do use it, then that's fine, absolutely fine. I'm happy with that. Nero conditional is the last one. There's only four. We haven't got 20 conditionals, thankfully. Nero, unusual name, but he's 10 years old, a son and schoolboy. His son of Herb and Fern conditional, brother to Becca conditional. And he's focused on things that are always true, that are always true. For example, facts or rules and laws. You know, if you do this, this happens, something happens. And I think of him as a schoolboy because I remember when I was a schoolboy, I used to love reading. Of course, I went out on my bike, played with my friends and so on outside. But I loved reading. I would read fact books, books about the world, about geography, science and everything else. And it's great when you're a young boy, you know, you really want something to hang on to, something that's always true. Young boys love it. I don't know, maybe young girls love it as well. That kind of thing. They love to have facts and rules and things. I think all children do. But this is, again, a bit of a cliche of the son with his nose in the book. Focused on things that are always true. He's enthusiastic. He's realistic. So he's like his mother in that respect. He's positive, factual, and funny. You know, he says, if I drink lemonade too quickly, the bubbles come out of my nose. So you could draw a comic strip with some of these, with these characters, and put a speech bubble and make sentences with each conditional based around the character. I tried this lesson with this worksheet, with the first worksheet this week, with some adult students, and they enjoyed it. At the end I said, well, does it help you to learn about conditionals? And there was one guy who said at the beginning, oh, I don't know anything about anything, nothing about the four conditionals. And I asked him at the end, was that helpful to see them as a family? He said, oh, brilliant. So I will leave that there. I'm not making it up. But yeah, he said that. So it was helpful to him. I don't know if it's going to be helpful to you. But I always see the conditionals in as this family. Family, you know, mum, dad, boy, girl. Maybe we could look at other tenses as people. That's something to think about. But each conditional is different. So Nero is enthusiastic. I love it if we have pizza and chips for tea. I love it, absolutely love it. But he's realistic. If I fall off my bike, it really hurts. So it's not just factual from a book, from the internet, from studying, but it's from his life experience as well. So it's factual for him. These are things that he's learned. If I fall off my bike, it hurts that, so therefore I try not to do it. So going back to the materials, you've got four different worksheets. The first two are the same kind. You've got some words, 20 words, 20 verbs at the top, and you have to fill the gap. So it's a gap fill, something to do for homework or self-study. Second page is the same as that. That's, they're really aimed at kind of good elementary, pre-intermediate level students. And then you've got two more pages, and these are a bit more difficult because there aren't any verbs. There aren't any suggested, or there aren't any verbs to fill the gaps. You have to use your own ideas. And so this makes it a lot harder. So this is maybe better for intermediate and above, I would guess. But you can see, if you're a teacher, you can judge it with your group. For example, Fern Conditional says, if we something online, will something time at the airport? If we something online, will something time at the airport? So for this, you've got to be sure about phrasal verbs, check in, online. Also the collocation or the idiom, save time, to save time at the airport. So I deliberately made two different activities, one for lower level and one for higher, so I hope you can find something there that's useful. And the last one is really blank, fill in the blank. So you've got five blanks for Fern and five for each of the other people. So really it's writing 20 sentences with the four conditionals. And I think it's a pretty good exercise for homework. I like it because all of the conditionals are together. So it's not just one page all about first conditional, or second, or third, or zero. But there's five of each, so you have to show your knowledge, show your expertise in four different conditionals. I think that's a good way of learning tenses and verb forms. I always try to teach tenses together, like this. It's no good saying, oh, this week we'll learn first conditional, because then you never get round to the other conditionals. Learn them all together, compare them, contrast them, but keep in mind the conditionals family and their different characters. If you want another extension activity, then maybe a role play using these family members, or change the group to any close-knit group. With the same characters, same moods for each. You could write a role play where you have to involve a lot of conditionals, depending on the different characters. You could act it out. You could video it, film it, put it on YouTube, and put the link to this material. If you want, do what you want. That's my message to you. Of course, you could make a big display with the faces, each person, and different examples from your student group. So I'm going to go now, I think, but that's it. Conditionals family. Get to know the conditionals family. Fern, Becca, Herb, and Nero. Learn them as a mnemonic. Get to know them. Get to know the four conditionals, how to use them, the times, the moods. First conditional, rather positive. Second conditional, rather hesitant, a little bit unrealistic. Third conditional, quite down, really, and maybe not much fun to be with. And zero conditional, it's really general time, it's factual, it's rules, it's always true. Certainties of life. The certainties of life. That's a good phrase to end with. So I'm going to finish. Don't forget you can download this worksheet pack from the podcasts page on englishbanana.com. Just go there /podcasts .html. Don't forget that. And it's going to be on SlideShare as well with the English Banana account profile. And hopefully you can print it out, use it with your students, photocopy it. All material is free to use on the website englishbanana.com. So you can get as much as you want, download everything you can, and then you'll have material for years to come, all the years ahead. So if you have any comments or questions about this podcast or about the materials or about the conditionals family, I'd love to hear from you. If you do some artwork based on this lesson, based on the conditionals family, please send it to me and I'll put it on Twitter and make a link to it and so on and so forth. So thanks for listening today, and hopefully see you in the next podcast. Bye for now.